Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT News highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number five, Google Chrome poses no threat to established web browsers. At number four, Fujitsu seeking £700 million over NHS IT contract termination. At number three, Internet Explorer 8 causes problems for XP users. At number 2, M&S whistleblower worked in IT. And in top spot, Google launches beta version of Chrome web browser. And in that story, Google has launched a beta version of its first web browser called Google Chrome. The browser is based on several open source projects and is aimed at inspiring a new generation of browsers able to run powerful web-based applications. And now for a look at some of the news analyses to be found in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. Carl Flinders writes that Commerzbank aims to make £4.1 billion savings by 2011, following the announcement of its plans to buy Dresdner Bank for £8 billion. The merged bank will make savings by reducing headcount and selling parts of its business in the short term. Carl, what are the challenges of integrating the IT systems of the two banks?
Well, these two banks, being in Germany, use quite a lot of proprietary systems, which has been changed over the years. Because in Germany, the systems is quite different to other countries, and because of the regulations, they have to have specific kinds of systems which you don't find anywhere else. And because of this, you have two separate sets of bespoke systems which hardly anyone can knows how to run them, because they've been there for so many years and staff have moved on. And then it's going to be a real challenge to put them onto a single platform. Some people say they won't be able to.
Now, apart from the platform challenges, are there any other IT challenges that they're going to encounter?
On a smaller scale, there's all their outsourcing contracts. Now, German banks were quite slow to come to outsourcing, so they're not that big compared to some of the US and British banks, but still quite challenging because there's quite a lot of overlap in their outsourcing contracts. They'll need to renegotiate and maybe terminate a few, which takes time. I mean, they may end up running two together for a period. Because I think the only things that could cut quickly were commoditized services such as desktop support.
Now, from an IT point of view, what's going to be the opportunity in the longer term of this merger?
Well, it's a big opportunity. I mean, it gives them a chance to compete with Deutsche Bank in Germany for a start on a non-technical point. But on a technical point, they can really update their systems, which a lot of banks are moving away from legacy systems and moving to standardized technology and web services. And with the ultimate aim of offering a single view of customers, which they have all the information about one customer in one place at the touch of a button. So there is an opportunity for them to become much more efficient in the future. But the short term savings on IT are probably limited, maybe just headcount cuts.
Why is the story important for the UK?
It's important for any bank, really, and there's a lot of banks in the UK, because most banks have lots of legacy systems and integration is quite difficult. And there's lots of consolidation at the moment in the market, so there could be more banks merging or acquiring in the near future, including ones in Britain.
You've talked about the UK banks, but are there any lessons to be learned for ordinary companies merging?
Well, I suppose the use of standardised technology would always make it easier to integrate the IT infrastructure of another company.
Can you give us any examples?
Again, in the banking sector, Spanish bank Santander has acquired quite a few banks of late, and its policy is to integrate them to its own banking platform, which is obviously standardised within the group, and that seems to be quicker and save money in the long term.
Google's surprise launch of its first web browser has caused a great deal of interest. In the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine, there's an article from me looking at the likely effects of Google Chrome. And it seems that on the browser front, at least, it's unlikely to pose any real threat to the established players. Google's positioning suggests that the new browser is specifically aimed at Microsoft's Internet Explorer, and there have been some concerns that it will threaten the position of Firefox by fragmenting the market. But the most likely outcome appears to be that each of the players, including Safari and Opera, will lose some market share with the increased competition. The Google strategy seems to be more long-term, to build momentum for the release of a new generation of browsers for running more powerful web-based applications, such as Google Apps, which fits in with Google's aim to challenge Microsoft in the business application space. Also, in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine, Cliff Sarin writes that Irwin's, the Northern Irish bakery which supplies supermarkets including Tesco and Waitrose, is turning to enterprise resource planning as it attempts to beat the economic downturn. Information collected by its ERP system will help the bakery manage its costs in the face of the rising price of raw materials and consumers tightening purse strings. And Ian Grant writes that Ninet, a six-month-old publicly owned, privately run communications network in North Yorkshire, could become a role model for extending fast broadband networks to underserved rural areas. He says traditionally rural users face high charges for broadband connections outside major towns and transmission speeds far slower than advertised. Telecommunications providers are reluctant to invest in areas where traffic volumes are small and distances are large because returns are low and costs high. As a result, people in rural areas generally have limited access to advanced high-speed communication services. But Ninet, based in Boroughbridge, has joined an eight-country, £2.4 million European Commission study on how to overcome suppliers' resistance to investing in high-speed communications networks in sparsely populated areas. You can find these articles and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.